Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. This is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyatt, and I am thrilled that you're with us tonight because I get to share my very good friend we've been best friends for almost 30 years now, even though we've known each other a little bit longer than that. And so it's a special privilege to be able to share Susan Klopstein with you. She is a soul scientist. She's a psychotherapist, spiritual healer, and founder of Soul Wealth, a healing process that begins where psychotherapy leaves off. Now, she's created her own process, just like I created Namology Science, and hers is absolutely just as effective in her area as Namology Science is in mine. Susan graduated summa cum laude with an MA in clinical psychology from the National University in Irvine, California. She's dedicated more than 20 years to developing and mastering her soul wealth healing techniques, which identify the unique spiritual wealth of information, knowledge, and experience held in the heart of every single client. In addition, she's a career counselor who helps clients identify their intelligence type, their relational gifts, communication styles, and functional talents to define their joy job and their life's purpose. Now, I could go on bragging about her all the way through, but for full disclosure, I want you to know that she's been my best friend for nearly 30 years. We often give joint presentations to groups, and I had my first session with her in February of 1991, and because I had met her a few months earlier, and I have been referring clients to Susan ever since. Anytime anybody, when I'm reading their name or I'm giving a lightkeeper reading and I go, oh, we got medical issues here, I say Susan is the one to call and Susan's the one to work with. And over the years, I have watched her create such miracle healings in different people that I am always excited when I get to recommend her. So, first of all, welcome, Susan, to Know the Name, Know the Answers.
Thank you so much, you sweet soul. My goodness. It's fun to talk about our history. My goodness, we have been doing this work and working together for like 30 years. And
yes. Did you realize it was that long? I was looking it up. I thought, oh my God, it's been 30 years.
Yeah. We started like in October of 1991. You had given a presentation, and I was talking to you about that presentation, and then all of a sudden you launched into a past of where I was and life path, right? And it was information I had no idea of because at that time I was just starting out. And then I talked to you about people and beings that were coming in and helping you along the way. And it was fascinating because we barely knew each other at all.
Right. But I couldn't get enough information from you, and it was vice versa. It was like an instant bonding. And don't we all love that, everyone, when we have an instant bonding with somebody? And then to allow it to last as long as it has, I think it's just incredible. Now, we're going to take calls at 888-627-6008. Again, it's 888-627-6008 because I really want you to get to experience Susan's work. She's just amazing. What she can see, the prayers that she does. I have often joked that her prayers are so effective because she literally becomes the prayer, and it's her energy mingled with our source's energy, and it just pops out those results. I mean, I have no idea how it really works, but I've always thought that that's how it's working. So, Susan, tell us one thing before I'm going to take our first caller, and again, it's 888-627-6008, and that is, how did you jump from managing such a strong position in a corporation because you were working for Toshiba and had a very powerful position with Toshiba, and then you became an independent practice doing what you're doing today. How did that jump occur?
That jump occurred because, let me think, I went through a personal transformation, and that transformation was when my brother died. And it was driven by confusion in his death. Was it suicide, or was he murdered? And it turns out, of course, you know that the case has been opened about four different times over time, because they know that he was killed, but there's no evidence to prove it, so it's never gone to court. The man responsible has never been arrested, but it changed me that I was standing. Talk about huge changes. I'm standing there in Toshiba corporate headquarters. We've just come out with the first Wall Street Journal PR ad apologizing to the American public. Now, remember, I am a young woman at this time, and I've asked that the company go out on a limb and put out a letter like this in the Wall Street Journal. It's almost unheard of for a corporation to apologize to American public, right? Bob Gephardt is breaking Toshiba equipment on the lawns of the White House. I'm renovating corporate co-op ads and putting out national ad campaigns. And the whole time I'm going, you know, I have worked to this point in my career, and I'm young and I'm just starting out, and I'm looking at all that I'm doing, and I'm winning awards. I'm winning national PR awards. I'm winning national advertising awards and product launch awards, which is just fabulous. And I'm doing it young, and I'm supervising a $2.4 million budget every 4 months, right? And I'm standing there saying, this doesn't mean anything to me. It doesn't mean anything, because the bottom line is people. People count. How they feel counts. What they experience is important. Who they are and their talents and gifts is critical. How do I heal from the loss of my brother? And how do I take for people forward through that loss and the same transformation that I am experiencing right now? Because it's more than therapy. And I did the work. You know, as you know, I went through my master's in clinical psychology. I even went through all of the internship hours, every bit of it. And then I was starting to study for the test going, yes, but this is not what I'm going to be doing. It has nothing to do with what I'm going to be doing. And yes, I worked with incest survivors. I worked with people that had Satanism, sorcery, shamanism, voodoo in their background. They were in victimized by cults or in cults or whatever, and alcoholics. And I worked with so many different people. I'd work with people a lot of interns would run from, and help them to turn around. But the bottom line was, it wasn't just psychology. It was more. It was also a deep level of spirituality required to really help people transcend and move into a higher level of a quality of life.
Well, I'll tell you, I've watched your work with so many people, and especially when we've got to do joint things with people, and I'm always just amazed. So I would like everybody else to be equally amazed. So, Vita, you are from Toronto, and you are live. Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers, and say hello to Susan.
Hi, Vita. What a pretty name.
Thank you. Hi, Sharon. Wow, I love this show, as you can tell, Sharon. yes. my question is what you can tell me as to what's happening with me, as far as I understand you're a medical intuitive?
Yes.
Okay, so you're
wanting... known as that, because I do see things in people's bodies.
Yep. Okay,
right.
Okay, that's what she's asking for, Susan. Scan away.
Yeah.
You know what? I could go in many different directions, but what is particularly bothering you right now?
What's particularly bothering me right now?
Oh, right.
I guess I'm feeling, a few things are concerning for me. I guess I'm feeling a little bit anxious, anxiety of, not knowing certain things that are happening with me. I've had some tests done, if that's what you wanted to know. I have some tests done and everything else, and everything is benign and so on and so forth. But still, I just want to just check in and see if there's anything else that I should know or should know, or how things are going.
Yeah, what's happening is a cellular memory is something that you experienced in a past lifetime, and it's interesting because it's playing out in this lifetime as inflammation, and there's inflammation mm-hmm. caused by bacteria, and there's inflammation that is actually caused by increase in water retention and food retention in the cells, and that retention mm-hmm. can be the space of a cellular memory, if you will, of a disease state in a past lifetime. And this was not cancer in a past lifetime. It was really odd. It was like an infection caused by a locust in a past lifetime that it's a very tiny little bug that, like, went into the skin and inflamed the body. Now, I wonder, does this become a cancer in the future? Yes, it can. Okay. Yeah. So we know that because it can carry an infection with it. So it's like a locus. And what also is true is you're going through anxiety for two things right now. Number one is in the past lifetime when you had the locus, the left adrenal gland went to 10%. It just relatively failed. And the right adrenal gland was only at 50%, right? So that is something else that you're beginning to experience in this lifetime. And then you add into it just a little concern about the coronavirus. And let me tell you, there are a lot of people out there that are really in anxiety about it because God has called a number of people home for this disease state, and luckily we've had a president that has stepped in to minimize the maximum numbers of people that are called. And so I'm wondering, Heavenly Father, can you also tell me, is Vita amongst those called with coronavirus? No, you're not. But you are maybe aware of two people in your environment that are called, so you have a fear about that. And do you notice what I'm saying? It's very specific issues. They're very specific. So we are asking the Heavenly Father, we're asking you, if please all cellular memory of this locus and all anxiety that Vita has experienced in past lifetime and everything involved with this disease state, please be released from her. Did she have cancer directly in another subsequent incarnation? Yeah, because you incarnated again, you had this disease state again, you came to an age at which it manifested in you, and then you had cancer manifesting as lymphoma in that most recent past lifetime. Have you been tested for lymphoma in this lifetime?
I didn't have that in my past. I had TB, and for this time I'm not tested for. I'm tested for all kinds of things, which is normal for someone who is a senior, like the normal tests, like colonoscopies and I say ultrasounds in the breast and so on and so forth, and everything seems to be fine.
Great. And so you just said to me you had TB in past lifetime?
Yeah.
You said you had it in past lifetime. Okay, so someone told you that you had that.
They
released it. Yeah, they released it.
Oh.
So that's gone from you. The lymphoma was a cancer. That will be gone from you. And you've done a great job. You really, really have. You're gonna pull out of this just fine.
Pull out of what?
Nice to know. What you're currently concerned about.
Yeah.
Edith?
My what?
What Susan's saying to you is that you don't have to have any concerns at this time because that which would have been a concern has been cleared, and so you're good to go.
Oh, great. Okay, great. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, and you've done your work. You went to the doctor. You had the test. You know, it has not manifest in body yet. You're just having the basic symptoms start. So we're catching it while it's in spirit. And the nice thing about catching a disease state before it manifests in body is it's much easier to release from spirit than it is from the physicality. You just feel a little bit tired and off when it releases from spirit. So it's good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks for calling in. Glad Susan was able to help you in that regard.
Okay, Thank you so much, Vita. Thank you.
Caller, I don't know how to pronounce your first name, and I'm so into names, I don't want to slaughter it. But the last name, I could say you're from New Jersey, okay? And the first thing I want you to tell me is, how do I say your name?
It's Ethna.
Ethna, thank you.
Yes, Ethna. Yes.
Ethna, I love the spelling of it. I just thought, oh, man, I don't want to slaughter this one. So, Ethna, welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. What's your question for Susan?
Well, I saw the description on her bio, and I thought I really should call in because I had a rather kind of a stressful year last year. I had to move twice locally, and the financial situation is shaky, and now with everything going on around me, I'm not preoccupied at all with the virus. I don't worry about these type of things. But I am concerned with sometimes the long-term effect it can have on everything else. And I thought maybe she might give me some career advice, too.
All right. What can you do, Susan?
Move. L1, L2. So L2 is a little bit out of place from the move, okay? L2 is in the lower spine, and it's just slightly out of place. Do you have a chiropractor or kinesiologist in your life?
No, I don't, but I just fell and twisted my neck about 3 days ago. Somebody left something on the floor. And I've had a few little falls because I'm always rushing around to get someplace. So, yeah. So generally, I've been pretty lucky, but I'm just keeping an eye on this right now. I'm not in pain or anything.
No, but, you know, C3 and C4 are a little bit out of place, too. And so I'm asking Ethna's guardian angels and guides, would it be beneficial for her to see a chiropractor? Oh, you know what they're saying? They're saying medical massage, which is a lot more fun. Do you know a good massage therapist? Because a good massage therapist would be able to kind of gently move L2 back into place, as well as C3 and C4, which is what is hurting you right now from your recent little tumble. You know, it'd be good to get those two things put back in place and stretch the muscles around them that you heal better. And regarding the move two times, boy, I hope, are you happy in the place where you are right now?
No, it's just temporary, and it was sort of an abrupt thing. And, you know, I'm really more concerned about, you know, my financial situation and the job market, and with everything going on now, everything has sort of gone to a standstill.
Yeah, and luckily everyone is affected. You know, you're not going through this alone. So if you need to, you know how to prioritize your bills to be paid and do that, right? But in addition, I wanted to check the left palm.
The left palm.
And the left Leiden. So really, you have worked all your life but have not necessarily earned very good income for what you give, correct?
Right. That's very true.
An ongoing problem all of your life. And it's really interesting because it's not based upon thoughts, emotions, or beliefs. It's really not. You've worked on yourself. Good job. And you've released so much of that. But what this is based on is an ancient curse. And, you know, the interesting thing is that I just released in a major archetype. I was doing archetype work when I found that. And this is people that were holding the light in heaven and then chose to leave to communicate with someone that was in a place of darkness. And they all have a consequence for doing that. And it's not from God, which is interesting. It was from a being of darkness. And it was many people that have been affected with this. This is going to go away, which is why when I was looking at you, the left palm, which is about receivership, is higher. And that will continue to go higher because your actual exchange for talents and skills is set by God, by your guardian angels, guides, and teachers, is you give 100% of your gifts and talents.
Well, I think my parents are a little bit mystified at the fact they look and they see that they had this attractive daughter with, you know, a very attractive appearance. And I did well in school, and I guess they don't, people look at me and they don't really understand probably why I'm sometimes get stuck in some of these situations in different jobs. Where it just
well, you
like,
just don't have a lot of financial remuneration that comes to you. And it causes you to get stuck in a number of different times and experiences of life. Because, as I was saying, your exchange has only been about 30%. So you give 100%, you get 30%. It's just enough to cover your baseline. And
right. This
is going to be shifting and changing in you that when you give 100%, you will be in a 97% receivership. And that's going to be a big change for you. That is a contractual change that is able to be caused because of an archetype release that was just released. Now, when archetype releases are released, in other words, when, you know, a curse is identified and there are 35,000 people affected, what happens is it goes around the world in a release that is called a wave. Yes? And this wave has just begun for people in your area. And so this will be releasing from you. The economy is problematic, yes, but everyone is affected. It's not you as an individual. But when you begin to return to work, approval and love, which is a form of approval in work, that has a concrete manifestation in finances, will be shifting so that more money can begin to come to you.
That's nice, huh?
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
I just was worried because I wasn't sure when this would be coming in, and I haven't even been focused on my personal life. You know, I'm not preoccupied with dating people or anything like that because I just feel like I have so much other things to worry about.
I don't see that there's a man that's ready for you, and I know that your soul is aware of that. Your sacred covenant of marriage, you don't even have the window open to see that person for another 2 years. But when it opens, you know, it will open. That will open in March of 2022.
So, yeah, I must admit, I meet a lot of people, and I have no interest.
it sounds like that stuff's person. Going to change for you, but and not for until 2022. So you got a long ways to go while you're staying focused on other things. I'm glad Susan was able to help you. Thanks for calling
in. Thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Remember that if you would like to call in, the number is 888-627-6008. And Amy, you are on air. Welcome.
Hello, ladies.
Hi,
this
Amy.
Is such a fun show. Thanks again. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can. What's your question for Susan?
Hey, I took a tumble and I fell on my left shoulder on March 6th, Friday, early in the morning, and I broke 3 bones in my shoulder. And then I fractured my right knee. And, you know, those 2 weeks prior to that, I was feeling the best I've ever felt in years. Like, I am ready to go back into the world and tackle it. And I had such a zest in me. I felt reawakened. And then I wake up and fall. And I've made so much progress in the last 2 weeks. I'm even walking without a cane. I don't have a cast on my arm. I use my own painkillers. I use Tabasco and cinnamon and ginger and turmeric. And I'm really doing great. But what can I do to expedite this healing? Because I cannot use my left arm at all. I can't even use it on the computer. It just is non-functional.
You know,
anything you have to tell me.
Mm-hmm. I wish you were in a part of the country that I knew directly who to refer you to. But what would be helpful to you is a type of chiropractor that knows kinesiology. And what they really need to do is use a tiny little instrument on you to help move those bones just a little bit. Not the bones in the shoulder that have been set, but interestingly, the bones in the right side of your body that have been dislocated slightly, the ribs and what have you, from the magnitude of the fall. And when they do that, you're going to feel like you have more mobility on that side overall, which will help you. And the other thing is those bones are knitting together very quickly. You are delightfully healthy for your age. And, you know, it takes time. It takes time. But
Susan, let me tell you that where Amy is right where you can recommend Sandy, okay? And so, Amy, I'm going to ask you to go to my website, knowthename.com. Go to today's date, which is the 19th of March. Click on, you know the radio show. Get Susan's information because it says how to make an appointment and how to contact her. Okay? Contact her because you're in the area where she does know a really good chiropractor. So the one that, Susan, I'm going to say the same one that you sent your kids to. And that way you can get that information, Amy, okay?
Oh, that would be very helpful. You know, I remember one time I literally fell down. One of my brothers had been killed, and I literally was upset. I fell down a set of stairs, right, and broke the sacrum S1 to S6, and dislocated a whole bunch of ribs. And that was Dr. Sandy that put them all together again. I never missed a client session. I walked and, goodness, Sharon, I'm just thinking, May, June, July, August, that within 6 months I had adopted twin boys and was carrying them all over.
So Amy, if you could contact Susan by getting her information off my website, then she can give you Dr. Sandy's information because I think that's the one that's got that solution for you. Okay,
yeah, and you know, the nice thing is, Amy, you've never broken the shoulder, you've never broken the right knees in past lifetime. So your healing can be straightforward. If you had broken those in past lifetime, whole different story. But because it's in this lifetime, and it's a great time, 2 or 3 weeks after a bone has been set, great time to see a chiropractor, kinesiologist, and get the rest of it. Do you know what I mean? It's just very helpful.
Yeah, they wouldn't touch me before, but yeah, they will now.
You can even have your x-rays, get a copy of your x-rays and bring it right over there, you know. She'll know how to read them and work with them. She was emergency room nurse for 10 years.
Wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. Very, very qualified. Also, brilliant nutritionist and naturopathic. So she will know exactly what you are doing to support your healing that is non-chemical. She'll love it.
Wonderful.
Okay, so I'm just going to throw this out there. For any of you that want Dr. Sandy's information, contact me or contact Susan. I'll get it from Susan, too. And any of you that are living in Southern California, that's the area that we're talking about. And then you can also benefit from Dr. Sandy. So, Amy, thank you for calling in. I wish you good healing very fast and rapid. Okay, so this is midway through the show where we always do our minute and a half commercial. Steve, you are up next, so have patience. And again, if you would like to get in on the line so you can talk with Susan, the number is 888-627-6008, and we will be right back after this short commercial.
How would you like to be able to read other people's minds? Well, the next best thing is here. When you know how to read a person's name, you know how the person thinks, feels, and behaves. Each letter in our name holds a key to unlock our true essence. Our name contains both our gifts and challenges in this lifetime. Nemology science discovers personality secrets hidden in the placement of the letters of our names, including the first and last impression people remember about us. Sharon shows us how to interpret the arrangement of letters as outlined in her book, Know the Name, Know the Person. Sharon Lynn Wyeth created Nemology Science after 18 years of research and testing her theories and has supported thousands of people around the world in understanding themselves and others better. You'll enjoy Sharon's unique teachings as she shares her system to learn the gifts behind your given birth name. Even if you don't like your birth name, there are jewels in this book. If you're thinking of changing your name, ready to name your child, or wanting to get along better with others, this is the book for you. If you'd like to improve your relationships and change your life for the better, get the book today, Know the Name, Know the Person, or visit www.knowthename.com. That's www.knowthename.com.
So welcome back to Know the Name, Know the Answers. This is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth. My guest today is Susan Klopstein, who is an incredible medical intuitive. I have seen miracles being worked with her prayers and everything and how she helps people. So, Steve, thank you so much for your patience and waiting. You're now live and on air. What's your question for Susan?
Hi, Sharon. Nice to talk to you again. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Steve.
I've had some itching going on with my legs from the knees to my ankles and some on my chest. It's a little bit like a rash, but not a normal-looking rash. So I don't know if it's a metaphysical thing or what's happening.
Hmm.
Does it itch a lot?
It can, yes. I kind of tested as fungal at first, and yet I've done some of that remedies for it, and it hasn't gone away. So I'm wondering if there's something deeper going on, like I may be itching to find a new life partner. I figured you'd get to that one, Sharon.
Okay, Susan, so what are you seeing on this?
I was seeing more an environmental allergy begin to manifest. Environmental allergy to, are you around oak at all?
Yeah, I live in the woods with oak trees.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was seeing a beginning of an allergy to oak.
Okay.
And Heavenly Father, is this because he's been around oak with mold on it? No, no. Can you show me? Oh boy, yeah. Oh, I see. You know, have you felt very isolated for a period of time, and as if you try to work hard, you try to move forward, you try to have relationships, things aren't working? Now
that'd be probably pretty accurate.
Yep, you're a very articulate person. You are a kind person. You're stable, and yet you don't meet people. You're almost ostracized, except people aren't rude to you. And the reason why is when I look up, I see that your soul body, the upper soul body, we have a soul body that descends into us and animates us, yes? And we have, that's called our spiritual body. But above that is body. And the Adamante body carries the programming for all permutations that we can manifest on Earth, right? And in that body, your spirit is confined. It's like confined on a cross beam. And it's a very, very odd issue. It is, again, it's one of these ancient groups of curses that I've been working on lately. But this crossbeam is made out of oak. And this curse, which is so confining, it has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 elements at it. It's very complicated. And if you ever want a session for me to explain all of it, I would be glad to do that for you because it has affected your life. Let me see how long has he had this on him? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. More than 7 years? No. It's also been on you for 7 years. And is he coming out of this? Yes. Okay. So the crossbeam has been, it's been removed from you. It's actually disintegrating. And how is it attached to him? Is it attached to underneath his arms, on his torso? Have you felt as if your ribs are a bit sore on your torso?
No, they're pretty much okay.
Okay. If you feel that over the next 2 weeks, it's because this band that has been around your upper torso is being disintegrated as well, okay?
Right.
And it just feels like all of a sudden, on the one hand, your ribs aren't confined. On another hand, they're sore. And the cross beam that has held you is of oak. And so because it has been so confining and because your soul is angry about it, you have developed an allergy to the oak that completely surrounds you. And as it begins to bloom and as its filaments release, you're starting to scratch all over.
Yeah. See, I told you it was different.
So what?
Sorry, it's different. It's a spiritual allergy. What is fascinating? It's a spiritual allergy. It is not a physiological allergy. And
oh,
Heavenly
that's
Father,
what I figured.
This spiritual allergy will be released from him to 100%. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It'll take about 10 days, but it's going to be releasing.
All right. Do I still need a session with you, or am I going to be good?
You know what? You're going to be good. You don't need a session with me, but someday if you want me to explain the etiology of this whole last 7 years of your life, go ahead and give me a call. It will be fascinating.
Well, this is pretty cool, Susan.
Okay, so
you're welcome. It's cool for me, too, because this is the last thing I expected to see in this kind of a session.
Well, man, I've been throwing everything at this but the kitchen sink. I do a lot of healings myself, and I haven't been coming up with it. So
So I want to know if calamine lotion is going to help him in the meantime while this is healing.
Hey, you know, calamine lotion, absolutely. Also, Benadryl? Will help if you have to take Benadryl orally. That will help because you don't want to be itching. That's not helpful. Pardon?
Coconut oil on it. Steve, that's to keep you from getting stretch marks, not for your itchies.
Yeah, I'm thinking the coconut oil, if you know, it's nice to moisturize your skin, but that's not going to stop the itching.
Okay,
it's just not going to be good for that purpose. But okay. Go ahead and keep your coconut oil. It's lovely.
Well, it's antiviral and antibacterial, and it did kind of slow down the itching, so I was using what I could. So.
Yeah, you are so funny. Thank you for calling in. I'm glad we all could have a good laugh. You know.
Yeah.
Okay. Eric,
been a while.
Yeah, it has. Eric, thanks for your patience. You are next up. Eric from Austin, you are now on the line. Eric, what's your question for Susan?
Well, first of all, you're more than welcome for my patience, and thank you for accepting my call, Sharon. I really appreciate talking to you again. Steve, you're definitely not alone as far as that's concerned. So anyways, Yeah, I just wanted to, Susan, good to meet you, and I really love the information that you're giving. Just, you know, just seems really spot on intuitively. I wanted to see what you can sense generally as far as a general physical slash spiritual reading.
For what purpose, for what direction? You know, when you ask something like that to me, it's kind of dangerous. Sharon knows this.
Yeah, I ask dangerous questions.
You probably want to bring it down to brass tacks, because I can go anywhere.
Okay. Well, okay. I'm just...
Go ahead.
On this? Okay, so Susan, how about if you look at Eric's eyesight and see if there's anything that can be done to help improve his eyesight?
Let me see. In spirit, right? Oh boy. And in body, 40, 45, 50, 60. So right now, the left eye is 40% in spirit. And it's 60% in the physical, and the right eye. 42% in spirit. 62 in the physical. So this, what you see me do with you is test that eyesight, test it in spirit, and test it in the physical. What this tells me is you have an injury that occurred to you when you were in the spirit body, not in the soul body. And what's happening is the injury from your spirit body is manifesting down over the soul body and your physical body, which is a really difficult issue to occur because it's not healable by medical science, because medical science works with a physical up. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I love our medical science, but it doesn't heal people from the physical up. It heals the physical across, you know, horizontally. And what this is a problem coming from spirit. What is interesting is this occurred when you were functioning as a master guide, okay, to two different people, all right? And when you are a master guide, you understand a master guide is someone that can guide a group and guides a work, a purpose, right?
Kind of like a spiritual project manager or something.
Yeah, right. Great example.
Okay.
All right, and what was happening is this looks like World War One, and they were working with explosives when those explosives went off. And when they were working with explosives, it's like you were right there, right with them, right over their shoulder. And because of that, the impact of that explosive energy also went into your eyes. And we don't think of guidance being hurt when they're in spirit, but a guide that works that closely with beings that are that endangered can get hurt. And that's what happened to you in spirit. And so this is velocity and burn trauma. Yes? And so, Heavenly Father, for the velocity and the burn trauma that Eric experienced when he was functioning as a master guide to people who are in the trenches in World War One, we request that this explosive trauma and burn trauma please be released and healed for Eric's eyes and for his face. We ask that it be released and healed fully, completely, and eternally in your holy of holy name, in the name of Archangel Raphael, with all Godspeed of Metatron. We are so grateful. We thank you all. And what is going to happen is the left eye will heal 40, 50, 60, to 100% and the right eye from 42% to 100%. And therefore, following that, the left eye in the physical is going to begin to heal. 91.2, it will heal from 60% to 92%. All right. And that right eye will heal from 62 to 92.34%. Mm-hmm. And Heavenly Father, the rest of that, is that a need for glasses? No. The rest of that is another incident, another trauma, if you will. But we can't release that one because you're going to have to heal from this one, spirit down first. Because that trauma may be holding in soul from past lifetime, and it needs to be healed from soul up.
Okay?
It's so just another trauma. And when people have multiple traumas in an organ, a gland, a miscellaneous body part, some people may come with 11 or 12 traumas in one organ, gland, or body part, and that is called a constellation. They're just saying, in this lifetime, I am going to focus on healing this. I'm going to do the best I can do to heal this one thing in this lifetime. So it's called a constellation. And this is your constellation. It was just a huge issue because it occurred first when you were in spirit. Mm-hmm.
Wow, isn't that a lot of information all to take in on one time? So everything is, it sounds like your eyes are going to start getting better. And then after that happens, if you would like some help on the other eye, you could call Susan. But thank you so much for calling in, and I'm glad you're going to get some relief in that one eye. Thank you so much. Okay, our next caller is Phyllis from Seattle. Welcome, Phyllis, to Know the Name, Know the Answers. What is your question for Susan?
Hi, thank you, Sharon. I guess my question for Susan is, how can I help to heal my lungs?
Okay.
Oh, that's a scary question, especially with the coronavirus going around right now. So I'm so glad you called in, Phyllis.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much. The left, I just want to look at them. The left bronchial is about 40. It's low, 40% in spirit, yeah. And in body, 40, 50, 60. So 70, 75, 80. So does your body manifest as if you have asthma?
Sometimes. I just... had been getting pneumonia probably about every other year. I don't necessarily have asthma, but I will need, if I get a cold, to have asthma medicine to help clear them.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what I'm doing is I'm looking at what it is in body, what it is in spirit, because this becomes important in terms of what caused this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, what is interesting, one of the problems is a similar problem to the individual that was on the phone, where you had this occur to you in spirit, and was this from an explosion? No, I'm smelling it. It's a real musty sulfur place that you were. In tunnels, yes. You were, a diva is someone that is able to walk on Earth, right? In the environs of Earth. And they may be a diva of a property. They may be a diva of a nation. They may be a diva of a house. They may be a diva of a community. And you were a diva of land, it looks like, in France, okay? A large expanse of land. And as you were walking through that property, and there was a great deal of underground tunnels being built and explosions, you were walking through them to understand the magnitude of the danger when you were in body. And because one of those collapsed, you were also in spirit in that place, locked there.
Mm-hmm.
What happened is tremendous volumes of dust, debris, and sulfur is in your lungs from past lifetime, which is really interesting. Has she had pneumonia in past lifetime that she has suffered and died of? I don't see that. Has she had pneumonia in any other lifetime, in any other plane or space or place of existence? I don't see that. I see that you have been a diva. It was acquired predominantly in one lifetime and in the crossover of that lifetime, which is interesting because I don't usually see people injured in a crossover like that. Why was she injured in the crossover, Heavenly Father? Did other beings attach to her? No. She was injured because she stayed earthbound in that place? No. Did she take this on for a group of people? Oh. You know, in service, in incredible service, there are times that we take on injury for other people that cannot that cannot hold anymore. And so you took this on and you carried this injury, if you will, for 5 other people that were in that cave with you. And it's called a carried Akashic record. Okay? It's done in great love. Carried Akashic record. And so, Heavenly Father, I'm requesting that all cellular memory of this carried Akashic record of being caught in a tunnel with tremendous dust and debris and sulfur and explosive matter, please be released fully, completely, and eternally from Phyllis, that it be released from her nasal cavity, from her trachea, from her bronchioles and lungs, fully, completely, and eternally. I am also requesting that all cellular memory of pneumonia that she has experienced in this lifetime, please be released from her. All cellular memory of ammonia that she's had 7 times, as well as all adhesions from this, we ask that it be released in your holy of holy name, in the name of Archangel Raphael, and forth given into the light forever and evermore. I also request that all cellular memory of this trauma be released from all individuals that she chose to carry this for as a carried Akashic record, a carried health Akashic record. May each and every one be healed in your most holy of holy name, and we are grateful. And they will heal the bronchioles 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, both of them, the lungs 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. Obviously, these levels are super low. Anyone listening to me would say I'm crazy. That's not the physical level of the lungs. That's not where they are. It is the lungs and the bronchioles in spirit. They are going to heal in spirit. Then they will begin to heal in the physical. And the bronchioles, which are 80, 90, will increase 90, 95, 6, 7 to 97%, and the lungs to 80, 85, 90, 91, 2, 3, 4, 97. You still have a 3% compromise. It's more because of the adhesions and the cellular memory of pneumonia in this lifetime. Okay, but much easier to live with. You will be you'll be amazed how you will start to feel.
Thank you so much, Susan. I so appreciate that. That's amazing.
Yeah. It'll be fun for you to feel it. You know, you will feel it. The other thing is, when these adhesions start to release, they hurt a little bit. It feels like you're getting stabbed. Don't hesitate to take Advil or Tylenol, whatever works best for you.
Okay, yeah. I'll do them.
Yeah, but it will help.
Yeah, that's a forewarning, because every once in a while when Susan's worked on you, you do feel it, and you're going, okay, what was this? Was it worth it? And, of course, it disappears. But in the meantime, sometimes you self-question, like, oh, I don't know about this one, you know.
And then you feel much better within 2 days, you know, 2 or 3 days. You go, oh, my gosh, I can really breathe. Hey, I can sing again, you know. I've reached those notes. This is cool. Yes.
Just forewarning.
Oh.
Okay.
Yes, forewarned is forearmed. You are forearmed.
Hey, Phyllis, Okay. Thanks for calling in. Always enjoy hearing from you. Okay, so I have a few people left on the line. Susan, I will send you their information. Our wonderful producer has been busy getting their information. And so for those of you that are still on hold, even though we're out of time, I do have your information. And if the producer hasn't just asked you for it, it's because I already have it. So those of you that have called in and are waiting on hold and the producer didn't just ask you for information, it's because I have it. Don't worry that, oh my gosh, I got missed, because you definitely haven't. I will be emailing that to Susan so that she can call you and you can get your one question in, because that's always our promise if you're on hold. And I want to thank you so much, Susan, for joining us today. I always love being with you, and I'm so appreciative of what you're able to offer, you know, our call-ins. So thank you for taking your time to join us.
Oh, thank you so. This has been so much fun, and I will be calling each and every one of you. Don't worry, I will call, okay? Take care now. Thank you so.
Okay, thank you. And this is Sharon Lynn Wyeth from Know the Name, Know the Answers. Of course, always encouraging you all to get your name read. It is absolutely awesome. And until you've had that experience, you really have no idea how much information is there. Anyway, wishing you the very best, especially in these challenging times. So this is from Know the Name, Know the Answers, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, signing off.